Families could be heard on the beach as the waves rolled in to the delight of their children. It was July 4th, Independence Day, after more than a year of the coronavirus pandemic. This is Don Rush. They came to Ocean City, Maryland by the thousands from around the region. It was a diverse crowd, and many hailed from nearby states, including Pennsylvania and Virginia. Umbrellas lined the beach as the waves slipped up onto the sand, not very far from the crowd. And even a little Spanish music wafted through the air on a nearby radio. Giovanna Reyes from Pennsylvania sat beneath her beach umbrella, taking in the sounds of the ocean.
Well, we're enjoying here at the beach after 1 year of being quarantined, so we're finally out. After being vaccinated, we feel a little bit safer, you know?
This was Independence Day, not only to mark the nation's birth, but the first day many felt freedom from the long nightmare of the virus. And for Amy Florida, also from the Keystone State, this was the moment that she had been waiting for after more than a year of the pandemic.
I'm excited. I'm very excited to be here. I'm excited to be in the crowd and feel the moment. I've waited for this for a long time after COVID-19.
Up on the boardwalk, bicycles and skateboards whizzed by. Many drifted in and out of the shops, which often played upbeat music to bring in the customers. The Ocean Gallery possesses one of those colorful buildings with a slew of artwork on the outside walls, while stuffed inside with paintings, prints, and frames. David Schroeder is the store manager and framer.
It seems to have already turned around according to the last few weeks and the last few months, actually, that we've faced once they lifted restrictions. It's been incredibly busy, and just we have a short, very skeletal crew this year.
It's Monopoly time!
Down the way is the Fun City Arcade, whose assortment of games sends off a cacophony of artificial sound. Nathan Van Dyke is the night and daytime manager.
2021 has been, like I said, a return to better than normal, almost 125, 140% of normal. It was hard in 2020 because of the lack of business. It's just as challenging in 2021 because of the return of a lot more business.
Amid the relief for the moment, there is the long year that has been. Wayne England, bus driver from Anne Arundel County, says his family did come down to Ocean City last year, but it was a dramatically different experience.
We ate in mostly. We found some of the restaurants were open and all. We wore the masks, everybody wearing masks. So, yeah, we came down last year. We haven't missed a year in 46 years.
But many last year stayed close to home. Tim Eberle is from Baltimore.
Did you find that maybe it brought the family a little closer together?
It did. Yeah, it did. You know, in some aspects, it certainly did. You got to know the more quirkiness about everything, I guess you could say.
For Wayne England, this past year has been a testament of the country.
It means that we're able to survive this thing. We put all of our resources into it, and our government came to our help. You know, without that $300 extra money, we would have been in really bad shape.
There was also an emotional moment as this day arrived. Amy Florida teared up when thinking back on getting her first vaccination shortly after President Biden took office.
I got my first vaccination. I got my mom vaccinated. Yeah. We're happy to be here.
The final word goes to Marie Cruz from Easton, Pennsylvania, who says that she hopes the nation emerges with more kindness in its heart.
Just hope everybody's kind and friendly and nice and not as nasty as some people have been.
This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.